Hey guys,
Yeah.
let's do an intro.
Holy shit. Somebody over there to give you the Heimlich or what? This guy is clearly dying over there.
I got some extra lung butter today.
Lung butter.
All right. This is Mailbag, our email fan mail segment.
So, at the time of the recording of this one, we got our first ever email response, and it was in response to our second show, I guess.
Yeah, and the mailbag is virtually bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
With the one email. Yeah.
Let me just read it, and then we can discuss it. Dear Limited Appeal, I listened to your second podcast today, hoping it would help me gain insight into the meaning of life. Boy, was I wrong. I found most of the discussion irritating and pointless. Mr. Zhao.
Whoa, you missed he said keep up the good work.
Yeah, but that's kind of gay. I thought the first line was totally bang on, and the second line was just a bit wrong.
was just a bit
I don't
wrong.
Know if you can interpret his email, though.
I think we can. I think I just did.
Arguably.
Well, I think that the first line was actually a little bit off, because I have no idea why he came here hoping to gain insight on the meaning of life.
But that's his.
I mean,
business.
That is. Wow, he's just coming for the wrong reason. I mean, if he was expecting something. This is what he gets, you know.
So thank you, Mr. Zhao, for your feedback.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Zhao. I
you
like that word, that name.
Any other feedback that people have, just email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net. What if Smurfs were real?
What if Smurfs were real? Would they be small? Like, I guess they'd be small like they are in the
they'd
cartoon.
They'd probably be
right?
Three apples high.
Three
is
apples.
That, is that how the tall they are?
Yeah.
How do you know
what
this?
Kind of, what kind of apples are we talking about here? Like Granny Smith or... Oh, Macintosh, okay. Would they live out in the forest in those fucking little mushroom houses? I guess, eh?
Well, they'd probably get, like, taken as pets, I would think. Because they're rather
small. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe they'd get urbanized or something. Like, they'd have a little, you know, like...
Oh, that could Smurf. Be.
Aren't they really good at hiding, though?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe they do exist, and we just don't know it.
That's
well,
they've
I mean,
been hiding.
See their villages.
Well, you might just think it's a bunch of mushrooms.
Yeah.
With glasses, with, like, windows in them, and smoke coming out of the...
Well, trees. I never really looked that closely at mushrooms. If there were some with windows and smoke coming out of them, I probably wouldn't notice.
They'd have to be pretty big mushrooms, too, if the damn things are three apples high, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these are... You'd trip over these mushrooms.
And, you know, mushrooms don't really last that long. Seems to me they'd have to move into a new house every, like, few weeks.
Well, I don't think they're actual mushrooms. They're just made to look like mushrooms.
Oh, really?
I think
oh,
so.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Are they actual mushrooms?
I don't know.
I thought that was the whole hiding thing, was that they just made their houses to look like mushrooms.
Oh.
But you know, seeing as how they'd be, like, fucking knee-high mushrooms, I don't think that that's really a very good camouflage. Like, maybe they're not very good at hiding after all.
So do you think we can assume they don't exist?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so what if they did exist?
Be a lot of little mushroom houses everywhere, apparently.
The big question with Smurfs always seems to be, how the hell did they reproduce? I mean, there was just Smurfette, and she seemed kind of young. Like, where did they all come from?
Well, there were only 100.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still.
Was there 100 of them?
Yeah. Well, and until the show started tailing off, and
the Warren is so educated about the Smurfs.
Yeah,
I don't
Jesus.
Understand. How does he know all this Smurf trivia?
So they would have had
they
would have had a pretty big inbreeding problem. That's probably why they were blue.
Well, they'd have a pretty big breeding problem. Period. They only had the one female Smurf to, you know, get
in. And isn't it true that she only came along eventually after the ratings got low? She was sort of like an extra character?
Yeah, she wasn't there from the start.
I think she was.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, I guess you would know, but...
He's the local Smurf scholar.
Yeah, but I had the sense that she wasn't around at the start, but I, you know, I'm no expert.
And you know,
I'll defer to you on that. So you don't see a problem with how they all got there? There's only 100 of them was your answer, Warren. like as if, well, you know, if they just had to come out of thin air, like, it's not hard to do with 100.
Maybe they were the last ones of a dying breed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there used to be a bunch, including lots of women, and they all, you know, Papa Smurf went on a murderous rampage and killed all of them except for just a few. That's why his hat is red. It's covered in blood.
Well, maybe. So are his pants, I think.
Yeah, see? He totally got into it.
I guess my theory is maybe there's all sorts of colonies of Smurfs. And this the TV show is based on one colony. And maybe there were other colonies where there were a whole bunch of women. Or, you know, and this particular colony chose more of kind of a
homo theme.
So
they
the
chose
Smurfs,
to be a little bit more gay.
The Smurfs are like the Amish, except they build their houses to look like mushrooms, and a bunch of them are gay.
Hey, what's that smell? Oh, it's inventions and shit.
Inventions and shit.
So I have a good idea for an invention.
Okay.
And this is mainly for use on airplanes, but you could also envision it in other social situations where you have to be in like a crowded space with lots of people. It's so you know how dogs can have muzzles on them that sort of keep them quiet and prevent them from biting you and stuff? I want an analog, which is like a little cone of silence, but in the form of a space helmet that you strap on a kid. So all kids could wear these little globes so that when they shriek on the airplane, silence.
Very nice, very nice. I don't know that it should be restricted to kids, though.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant? Can you imagine? Or you could even put it on yourself. You know, if you want to just have your own headspace. You know, they talk about these headphones and stuff. They just don't work. And
really?
I think you should be, you know, the onus here ought to be on the people who are making a lot of noise rather than the people who just want to be free of it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's where I like putting my onus.
And I so didn't want to know where Warren's onus was. Inventions and shit.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode.
Thank you.
Send us email at mastman.limitedappeal. Or no.
You got it wrong.
What the hell's the email address? Mastman@limitedappeal.net.
And you can visit our website at www.limitedappeal.net.
You can now subscribe via iTunes, because thanks, Warren. You did all the clever shit to get us on there.
Yeah,
and
I bribed
also,
them.
Yeah, excellent. You can also... link to us through podcastalley.com, and you can vote for us there, so please vote for us if you have 3 minutes to spare.
Ow!
Yeah. Ow.
What was that?
I have no idea.
You seem surprised by that. What?
Who said that?
Did you fucking say something to me?
Who said that?
Somebody said my name.
You guys are total assholes.
If I could punch you through the internet, I would. I'd punch you in the mouth and the face and the back of the face.
Oh, and by the way, in case you were expecting something.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
That's all you get.
Could be worse, I guess.
You think so?
No.
Okay. That was excellent.
And that's it.
And that's it. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.